Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord, and we want to direct your attention now to a brief synopsis of the book of Ephesians. And it is a book that is, of course, written by the Apostle Paul. And if you'll read the Acts of the Apostles, you'll find that Paul gives to us the occasion for writing this epistle. He visited the church at Ephesus, or he founded the church at Ephesus, Acts chapter 18, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the hearts of the believers there. There he finds the conflict or the controversy with the people who worshiped Diana, the goddess Diana, and he addresses the elders in chapter 20. So chapters 18, 19, and 20 will be the occasion, the background information for the church that was founded at Ephesus. And the information given in those chapters will help us to understand the information given in the book of Ephesians. Now, there were those who were there at Ephesus, and they had sought to, who were Jews, and had sought to separate themselves from the Gentiles. And the Apostle Paul writes to them concerning the unity. You know, the problem that was prevalent then is still a problem that is in existence now. There are people who want to separate themselves from believers because of their background or something that they could not help. It is not a sin that a person is born in one culture, but man in his pride will pride himself in that he was not born one of the other. And one of the prayers that was prayed also was, I read one of the older prayers that the Jews would pray, I thank the Lord that he didn't make him a dog or make him to be born a woman. Those are some of the things that the ideas that people have of themselves. And the Apostle Paul is addressing a problem at Ephesus when there were those who did not want to associate with those who were Gentiles. These Jews who were now converted, who had believed the gospel, received Christ and was trusting him. And as you saw earlier in the book of Galatians, that there were those who wanted to bring the Gentiles under the law that they themselves could not follow as Jews before having put their faith and trust in Christ. And the book also has as its theme that of unity between these believers who are saved out of different factions, the Jews as well as the Gentiles. And that is clearly seen by some words spoken, the words together. They were gathered together in chapter 1, verse 10, quickened together, chapter 2, verse 5, raised up together, sitting together, chapter 2, verse 6, builded together, chapter 2, verse 22. And then another word that is prevalent in the book is that of unity. One new man, chapter 2, verse 15, one body, 2:16, one spirit, 2:18, one hope, 4:4, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, chapters 4, 5, and 6. And so the unity is there. The Lord desires there to be unity in Christ, not unity among unbelievers and apostates and the ones who are trusting other things, but no, one in the faith, one in Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask for the blessings of the Lord today upon the Word of the living God. We pray Thee to give power, grant us a great sense of Thy presence, and give us wisdom. Give me wisdom, I pray Thee, to minister Thy truth. This, dear Lord, I do ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today on the program, we want to look at what Jacob is going to say within his meeting with Pharaoh. Now, Joseph has schooled his family on what to say. He says, when you are brought in before Pharaoh, he said this, when Pharaoh asks you, what is your occupation? What do you do? Let's start with verse 31 of chapter 46. And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade have been to feed cattle. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? That ye shall say, thy servant's trade hath been about cattle. For from our youth, even until now, both we and all our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. You know, see, a sheep eats the grass very close to the ground. Cattle can't eat that. The cows can't eat grass after a sheep has gone through. That fight has still existed. It existed in the settling of America, moving westward. The sheep herders and the cattle herders had their problems. They did not get along together. And here the Egyptians don't like it that the shepherds will bring their sheep. And so Joseph, being aware of the friction, the tension that exists between these two types of farmers, he tells his family what to say. And then Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and he's doing things as he said, my father and my brethren, their flocks and their herds, and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they're in the land of Goshen. And again, that was a place set aside and apart for them. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. He took not the other ten, but he took, or the other nine, but he took just five of them. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, what is your occupation? You see, Joseph knew what Pharaoh would ask. He had already briefed them on how to respond. What is your occupation? What do you do? And they said to Pharaoh, thy servants are, now are they going to follow what Joseph had said? Thy servants are about cattle sent from their youth? No, look what they say in verse 3. Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. Did they get caught off guard and speak the truth, not having intended to do so? They're in the land of Goshen. They are not mixed with the Egyptians, but they are separated from them. And he said, not only did they say we are shepherds, but also our fathers. That's what we are. That's what our daddy was, and that's what his daddy was. That's the kind of life we have lived. That's the kind of occupation we have. They said, moreover, unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come. We didn't come to stay. We just wanted to travel and be here for a while. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks. The flocks, of course, referring to sheep, herds referring to cows. For the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And they have the right respect for this royalty. Verse 5, and Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. Pharaoh spake unto Joseph. Now Joseph was the one who went and told Pharaoh, verse 1, that his father and his brethren and their flocks and their herds, he had brought them, they have come. And he does mention it himself. Thy fathers, thy and my brethren, their flocks and their herds. So here are two different categories, the flocks and the herds. And Pharaoh spake to Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. So now Joseph has the approval and the assurance that Pharaoh is for Joseph's family. In the best land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. Let me ask you this. What do you suppose that is going to do for the relations of the Egyptians, who already do not have any kind of, they already have tension between the Egyptians and the shepherds, sheep herders? Do you think it's going to improve their community relations? No, not at all. Didn't make any difference, though, because at this point, the king is for them. Pharaoh is for them. And if he were for you, then you're safe. If he was against you, nowhere you could go would be safe. So you give them the best land, and your brethren want to dwell in the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them that make their rulers over my cattle, so if there are some who know what to do, you bring them in, put them among my cattle, give them a job on my farm, so to speak. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. Now he first brings five brothers, and now he brings his father Jacob, or Israel. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Now here's the one, look at this. Jacob has left Canaan because there's no food there. He has brought all of his family down into Egypt at the expense of Pharaoh. And when he comes into the presence of Pharaoh, he doesn't bow down, but he blesses him. He blesses Pharaoh. Now, how could he do that? Because he knew the living God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Now, Joseph or Jacob knew this, that the Lord was the one who was blessing, that the Lord was the one who was prospering this land. For Joseph had told them the things that were going to happen. And Jacob blesses Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my father in their day, in the days of their pilgrimage. Now remember, Abraham lived to be 175, and Isaac lived to be 180. And at this point, Jacob is but 130. In verse 10 again, Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. So just to assure you that he knew what he was doing, and let us know that he knew who the Lord was, he blesses Pharaoh again. Pharaoh may not have understood it, but he did. But Joseph and Jacob did. Father, we ask for thy blessings upon us today to serve the living God and to do thy will. This we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.